This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through May 7th, 2020. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Now that the brightest planet, Venus, has passed its highest point in the western sky in the early evening, it begins to drop back towards the sun. Between April 30th and May 7th, the elevation of Venus at sunset drops from 37 degrees to 32 degrees. Through a telescope, Venus looks larger and its crescent phase narrows as the time of its passage between the Earth and the Sun, the inferior conjunction of Venus, approaches in June. The Moon's phase waxes from first quarter on April 30th, when it is highest at sunset, to full on May 7th, when it floods the night sky with reflected sunlight all night. As it passes through its waxing gibbous phase, the Moon passes by the bright star Regulus in Leo the Lion on May 1st, and it is closest to Spica, the brightest star of Virgo the Maiden, on May 5th. The three bright outer planets, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, are highest in the southeastern sky at dawn. Jupiter is the brightest of the trio. It gleams next to the teapot-shaped group of stars forming the main part of the constellation Sagittarius the Archer. To the left of Jupiter is golden Saturn. Orange-hued Mars is in line with Jupiter and Saturn, to their lower left and halfway to the east-southeast horizon. At least 19 members of a string of 60 Starlink satellites launched last week may be visible crossing the sky over Los Angeles, traveling from the southwest to the southeast across Venus and under the Moon, between 8:19 and 8:22 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on Thursday night, April 30th. The SpaceX-built satellites, part of a networked constellation of satellites that will eventually have tens of thousands of members, are designed to provide uninterrupted high-speed internet access to all parts of the world. In order to accomplish this, the orbits of the satellites will eventually wrap the Earth in crisscrossing patterns. Because they will constantly be present in the sky, astronomers are concerned about the effects that the satellites may have on various types of astronomical observations as the satellites streak through the fields of astronomical cameras, both professional and amateur. To address these concerns, SpaceX is designing lighter versions of Starlink satellites to carry solar shades that should reduce sunlight from reflecting off the satellite, thus making them appear dimmer at night. So far, 240 Starlink satellites have been placed in orbit. Because of the measures in place that are intended to reduce the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus, Griffith Observatory and its grounds are closed until further notice. Consequently, all public telescopes are closed and all public events have been canceled. Please check the Griffith Observatory homepage for current information and continued updates of the situation. Follow the Sky Report, All Space Considered, and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events. From my domestic extension of Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can still be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.